Okay, so I'm a person who comes alive at night. And this was especially so in college, which I think is now I'm realizing I'm saying that as if I'm a unique individual. I think that's most fucking college people. So, okay, forget that. So, but it's college and it's 1993. And I'm the first person to go to college in my family. So, like, no one really knows. Like, no, I've gotten zero guidance. And I'm at a state school. I'm at UMBC. It's a fine school. It's fine. At the time, it was fine-ish. It was not great. And now it's much better. But, like, I was in college. It was great. I grew up in Annapolis, so I'm hanging out a lot in Baltimore City, which feels very exotic for someone who grew up in Annapolis. And I am a person who grew up in Annapolis who identified as, like, punk, goth, like, raver-ish, which is a thing. Look it up in the 90s. It's an amalgam. I was that amalgam. So, and the rave scene in Baltimore in the early 90s, it was a big scene. It really, truly was. And so there's a day where I get word with some friends that there's going to be a rave. And the way back then, because there were no cell phones and people had computers, I didn't know them personally. I went to UMBC. So we needed to go to a record store in Mount Vernon to obtain the rave tickets, which we did. And then we proceeded to get ready for the rave. So a rave, for those of you who don't know, is an all-night dance party. They were big in England, and then they came into the States in late 80s. So this is like they're at their prime. And so we get the directions for where it is. No idea where I'm going. But I do know that I have to look on point, which was not a phrase back then, but it was a phrase that I'm using now. So I got my raver pants on, which was, I was tiny, so I had like tiny waist, big fucking flared pants, white tennis shoes that had like heels like this. I don't know why. They were Vans. And then I had some sort of like t-shirt tucked in. The t-shirt was like, I don't know, like the guy who ran a race. I can't remember what it is. It's a name. It's a Japanese guy. I can see it. I don't know who it is. I didn't know who it was then. I just was like, this is what I'm supposed to wear to a rave. Hair in ponytails, and also a body that was pristine in the form of, like, I did not do drugs. I was not like a big drug person in high school. So I came into this rave with the expectation this is going to be the first time that I did acid. It was like a big deal. It was a big deal. And I had a keeper. I had this guy named Bob who was supposed to take care of me. Bob was at the time like kind of like asexual. Turns out not to be true. But like that's what he was supposed to be. He was going to take care of me. And so we went. And it's Baltimore, which is pretty close to Annapolis. And so I see someone immediately, because it's Baltimore, that I know from Annapolis. And actually, let me back up. We get to the rave, and it's in this industrial warehouse in Baltimore, which I'm now sure I've driven by like 45,000 times, but I could not tell you where we were. In the middle of an industrial park, we got let in, and whoever did these raves at the time had mega fucking cash because the light shows and the sound systems were insanely good. This was like the best dance party. You talk about like it was insane. It was so we got there at around 11 p.m. It was already packed. And it was packed in a really, at the time, diverse way. It was not just white kids. It was like a a way, at the time I would call it a Benetton ad, which I didn't know like was a thing. Like I just didn't know from Annapolis. I was like, this is amazing. And everyone is dancing and the lights are beautiful. And I immediately go to the back just to kind of like scope out with Bob. And I see someone I know from Annapolis who's running the snow cone machines. Bob says, here's your tab. Okay, you're going to have one tab, and I'm going to check back in on you in a half hour. And I'm like, okay, this is really exciting. Put the tab. I don't remember what I did with the tab down. I think I ate it. I don't know. Put it on your tongue. I'm not a big acid person. So obviously, you'll know why after this story. So then I see the snow cone guy. It's a guy that I knew from Annapolis, like I said, 1,000 times. And he is like, would you like a snow cone? I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to see you. Absolutely, I want a snow cone. I'm doing acid for the first time tonight. And he's like, that's so fun. Here's a snow cone. So I get the snow cone, and I'm eating it. It's blueberry snow cone. I love blueberry snow cone. I forgot that I love blueberry snow cone. So I got my acid tab, eating my blueberry snow cone, like seeing people like in my ponytail and my like big shoes and my big pants. And then I go back to the snow cone guy, and I was like, oh my God, you're still here. He's like, absolutely still here. Would you like another snow cone? Yes, I want another snow cone. So I now have my tab of acid, my two snow cones, which it turns out we're both dosed with acid. Yes. And I can't find Bob fucking anywhere. And it is now just a sea of people. And it proceeds to be a sea of people for literally the next 12 hours. And I am the person at the rave. I quickly become the person at the rave that everyone's like, avoid her. Because I am like nothing is static. Everything is fluid. People's faces coming up to me, I'm like, I can't look at you because your face is just like, it's just dripping. Your face is dripping. And then I'm going up to people like, hey, do you have any idea how long an acid trip is supposed to last? Because I don't want this to be going on anymore. And like going up to other people and being like, do you have any remedies for like an acid trip? And it's a nightmare. And then I eventually at like 6 a.m, I find the door to go outside. I'm like, I'm gonna get outside. I'm gonna figure out how to get home to Catonsville. So I like open the door and it's a rainy night. And so it's become a rainy morning. And so the cars in the parking lot are just puddles of paint, beautiful puddles of paint. And I close that door and I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm never getting out of this. Bob finally finds me. Bob has had a very fun night on ecstasy in which he has had sex with multiple genders. And he says to me, are you okay? And I was like, I'm in a corner. I feel like a rusted Campbell soup can has been slowly dragged through my bloodstream by a tiny cherub child. I'm on the floor of an industrial park. I'm not fucking okay, Bob. So he scoops me up and we go back to our like apartment in Catonsville where everyone is going to meet up. And he's like, what do you want to watch? What's going to set you right? I was like, I need to watch Empire Strikes Back. Because that, I need to know something. And I know that movie. And so for that entire Sunday, this group of like ragtag friends sat and watched Empire Strikes Back on repeat with me like 6 times and tried to get me to eat. And I was like, food is wrong. And then that Monday, I went to class and I was like, I'm good with never doing acid ever again. That's my night story.